is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative
happy
radio.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. We're going to go live with Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, in about 5 seconds.
USAPrepares.com. Or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats.
On your radio.
Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Nelly.
Everyone all set? Cock locked list. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from KLID AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Matt is engineering the broadcast with us today.
Wait and a minute, I'm engineering. Come on. And it is a simulcast.
It is a simulcast.
Liberty Roundtable Live at USA Prepares Live team up. Simulcast live. From AM 1340 KL Bluff, Missouri. And we're delighted to be here live in studio. Woke up to a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. We gear up. Crisscross the state, continuing across Missouri to Illinois, Springfield, Illinois tomorrow, April 18th. It'll be in Springfield. It'll be in the evening.
Life stream to become a soldier, but he found out, you know what? We're nation building. He found out we're really there to bring bottom line profits to corporations, and you know what? That's not what he thought he was enlisting for. He found himself caught in a hard place of, man, I want to carry out my duties, but I owe an allegiance to the supreme law of the land, and I made an oath. So I got to keep that oath. And now he's an oath keeper with Stuart Rhodes, and he's doing a great job. That hour is, I'm telling you, a must-listen to hour. But Larry wanted to talk about, you know what, those who go serve their country and keep their oaths of office, like Dan Rodriguez. But he wants to contrast that with some folks that are struggling to keep their oaths of office. It's a lot harder for the paper pushers to get sometimes, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I guess last night hearing him speak, it reminded me of Missouri. We have a state rep named Paul Kerbin. And Representative Kerbin was, you know, a very young guy, joined the Marine Corps, served overseas. Actually, he was a Marine sergeant. And he came back, and he truly understood a lot of things that Dan was just speaking of. His idea of the Constitution, what he thought it meant, was totally different.
Good things are happening everywhere. So this is live radio, and that's what you get when you go live and you do a simulcast, Tom Vinson.
Well, you're absolutely right, Sam, and I just got disconnected from Genesis, so I'm...
This thing just went in. So, it's absolutely destroying our broadcast here.
You hear me?
All right, Richard Allen Miller is still in the mix, right?
I hope so. Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, sir.
Okay, because I'm getting strange feedback.
All right, don't worry about that. It's going to be all good. We're going to hold your hand, and you're going to be just fine, sir.
Hold my hand. That's what I'm talking about. How about those chemtrails that are laying down right now? I can't believe what's going on here in Oregon. I have estimated about $1 million a day in jet fuel and
$1 million a day
being dropped every day.
$1 million a day in jet fuel for spraying in the country?
45 jets went by yesterday. 45 different individual jets going for at least 300 miles across the landscape. 45 of them. Now, you count it up, and you tell me how much money that is, and they're doing it every day.
Rick, let me tell you what we saw here a couple days ago. We saw some crisscrossing. I mean, it's not just... We saw parallel chemtrails. We saw crisscrossing.
It's changing our weather, too, because when they do this, the skies are clear and blue, and then by the afternoon, it's hazy, overcast, and probably one quarter the light hitting. One quarter, that means a 75% blockage of the sun. What do you think that's doing to the crops?
Rick, you're absolutely right. And here's what we saw. We were traveling to Joyce Riley's studio, and we left.
And we left the studio and headed towards the park. And we were being a park.
I'm not catching any of this.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you right now, yes. But I didn't hear anything that you started to say after Joyce Riley.
Okay. So we were traveling in my car to go from Joyce Riley's studio to the farm. And remember that torrential rain that we saw?
Oh, yeah.
After the chemtrails at the expo. We were all sitting at that Chinese restaurant.
You're cutting out again. I didn't hear a word.
Okay. How about now, Rick?
Yeah, now I'm hearing you fine. When I mention it, then you come right back on. Something's happening, whoever's running the boards. I don't know.
Well, actually, it's probably from our end here, and I'm not sure why, but I can tell you this. We were driving in my car.
You just disappeared again, your voice.
How about where it's going? Where are we going? You know, we might want to hear.
Then they have the marker corner, something that's only being done with the mass orders at the Dayton Port. And you've got
the point of that, though, in the land of the free. I mean, hey, man, when I was a kid, we used to play for fun all day long, and hey, ammo was plentiful and cheap, sir. What happened?
Well, I think that's what it is. I really believe that they realize that the judicial decisions that have come down recently in support of the Second Amendment, that they realize that the only way to attack it now is getting the ammo. And so now you have the EPA involved in things like the smelting plant in Missouri, back in Kirkland. And then the third thing is, I think they're eventually going to start taxing ammo, whatever little bit's left, to where it's just too expensive to even buy. So I think it's a three-pronged approach, I think, right now.
I think it's more than three prongs, because now what they're doing, though, is they're taking a lot of the ability to make the lead and the different things and shutting down what the smelting plant's missing.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like we talked about this last night, I think that's the second problem, is using the EPA now to shut down some of these plants.
Yeah, what happened, Sam, was I called the Doe Run facility, and they were the largest smelter of lead in the United States, and they were being fined $65 million by the EPA. So I called them up and I said, we will come to your rescue, and we will ring the alarm, and I'm certain that Sam Bushman will join me, Joyce Riley, and other talk show hosts, and we'll exploit this.
And absolutely you are certain, sir.
Yes.
Just want to make that sir, on the record, you know?
Well, I called their, I guess it would be the person who speaks publicly for the organization. And she was reluctant. She said, no.
Hold on, let me stop you.
We
let any press person in the studio is called a gatekeeper, just so you know.
Okay, well, let me share this with Ms. Sam. And she said, you know, we really need to work with these guys. And what she meant was the EPA. So let's play nice. And I said, hold it. You're talking about a $65 million fine. These guys are coming down on you. These feds are coming down on you like a ton of bricks, and you want to play nice? So I asked John Dollarhite, who had been fined with his wife, Judy Dollarhite, $6.19 million for raising rabbits in Missouri. And I said, here's the thing. It's not one-tenth of the fine that you're facing, but this is just a family. This is not a corporation.
Yeah, that takes the term, we're hunting rabbits.
Well, the Dollarhite family was... can you imagine that, Sam? Losing everything that you could have worked for, $6 million for selling rabbits? Now, we're not talking about a couple acre property that they had, and this was like a side business for their son. So they sold rabbits to Silver Dollar City. Class, if you want to look it up, look up.
Hey, Rick?
Yeah.
Boy, was this fun. I'll tell you what, we were all in the studio. We had everything set. We tested it last night. It worked perfectly. Go live, and bam, we're up.
Yeah, well, that's because there are gremlins in the machine that want to see you.
I think part of it, Rick, I think part of it is that some of the things that we broadcast are just kind of controversial. So let's talk about these chemtrails. I understand that we are live on the air. I am on a telephone at the studios of KLID, and we had plenty of internet bandwidth, and we're using high-speed digital to get out to you at GCN. But so what we've done is we've separated the simulcast. We were broadcasting with Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. They're in Studio B. I'm in Studio A. So I just want to let everybody know that we are live. And sometimes when you do live radio, this
happens. Well, yeah, gremlins, yeah.
Yeah. So, Rick, it's you and me and our class. So I wanted to mention the chemtrails. So we saw these chemtrails.
About the rain. What happened? What's going on?
We saw torrential rain. Now, remember when you and I were driving in my truck, we saw some police lights ahead, and we thought, what's going on? And there was some vehicles in a ditch. Well, that was after the Expo number 5. Well, we had the same kind of rain on Monday afternoon, and it was so bad. A 2.5 or 3 hour trip took 5 hours, and people were pulling off the side of the road because they couldn't see. They literally could not see. And then we had hail, and then we had a little bit of light snow and torrential rain.
Just this was yesterday?
It was Monday, yeah.
Monday. We're dry as a bone out here. We're going to have water problems. What's going on? And why are they doing it? And who's paying for it? You know, I counted 45 jets just yesterday. And we're talking about, like, that's got to be close to $800,000 to $1 million, $800,000 to $1 million that day yesterday. Who's paying for that? And what is the purpose of it? We've already been shown that global warming isn't the issue. What's going on? Why can't I figure it out?
Rick, you never met Jake. And let me tell you who Jake is. We had a calf born this winter. And his mother kind of ignored him. So when that happened, we had to take over the raising and the feeding and the nurturing of Jake. When we come back, I'll tell you what happened. It is absolutely horrible. When you hear the story I tell about Jake, our bull calf, who is now in the dog pen, right outside the kitchen door. I'm Vince Finelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you the story about Jake.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We've got some challenges today, and we're broadcasting live from the Studio C of KLID AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're on a road tour. And we're going from studio to studio. We were in Joyce Riley's studio on Monday. We were at USA Prepares Tuesday. And here we are at KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So we've been driving. We've experienced some of the weather. And then we look up as we drive. And Rick, I'm telling you, it's chemtrail after chemtrail all over Missouri. And so we had this torrential rain. It was out of control. We couldn't see. And the trip took about twice as long as it should have. And cars and trucks were pulling over because they just flat out couldn't see. There was massive flooding where cars would go around an intersection, you would see water up to the center of the axle of the wheels in cars. So it was way, way out of control. And I believe it's all man-made. So in the same line of thinking, Rick, I'm thinking about Jake. Now, Jake is an Angus bull calf. He's a very young calf, and he was born in the cold part of the winter. It was so cold, Rick, that his mother ignored him, and he was freezing. And we found him, and we rescued him, and we brought him and put him into the dog pen right outside the kitchen, right by that outdoor wood furnace we have, and we put a bed of hay down a foot or two thick, and we blocked off the wind, and we kept him warm and put blankets over him. Well, yesterday I was out there hugging him, and I noticed he had some tears on his ears. What's happened is he was frostbitten, his ears were cold, and now parts of his left and right ears are falling off. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And this
I'm so sorry.
I mean, this is horrible. Rick, it's unnecessary. And the people who are perpetrating this assault on we the people by these weather modification chemicals and electromagnetic radiation and heating up the ionosphere and shifting rain from you guys to us and taking the weather and moving it around the country and manipulating it and causing these severe droughts that are disrupting our food supply and killing and maiming and wounding our animals. is out of control, and I think these people should be tried and convicted of terrorism. And I think the penalty for anyone involved in these terroristic activities, and I'm going to say this in this very, very strong language, I think there should be public executions and hangings of these people. I am very serious. I am angry about these farm animals who we have captivated in on our farms for the purposes of food. Okay, I'm talking about beef, I'm talking about lamb, I'm talking about turkeys, I'm talking about all of these animals that we keep for the purposes of food. And they're subject to these wild manipulations of weather that are unprecedented. I believe these people perpetrating this are terrorists, real terrorists. I'm not talking about the kind that George Bush Jr. was talking about or Barack Obama's talking about. I'm talking about real terrorism right here on the ground, in our face, right here in the United States of America. It's out of control, and I believe that everyone, top to bottom, who is involved should be tried for domestic terrorism. I'm talking about the guy who drives the tanker truck that has these chemicals in it that delivers them to the aircraft that then deploys them. I'm talking about the pilot, the co-pilot, the air traffic controller, the guy who makes sure the runway is clear for takeoff. I'm talking about every single person involved in the delivery of this, the manufacturer of these chemicals, the engineers who design the chemicals, the guys who even calibrate the spray nozzles on the aircraft spraying equipment. Everybody involved, top to bottom, left to right, every single person involved in this is committing terrorism at the highest order of magnitude, polluting and terrorizing every living thing on the planet. And I mean it.
I don't know what to think. I know that it's incredible amount of money being spent, and I know that that propellant and discharge is getting into our food system. And when I start to read about bio-APIs, brain-mind interfaces, and nanoparticles in this propellant that's being discovered, it's right now, it's a polymer, it has a bacteria in it, and they're activating it with uranium-238. Now, that is known information I can draw from laboratory studies. Now, what is that supposed to do? Well, it apparently can trap water molecules in this polymer and somehow controlling the weather. However, that product is getting into our food system in our body.
Yep. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, we're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I wanted to mention something that, the Bureau of Land Management is all over the Bundy family, Cliven Bundy in Nevada, okay, near Las Vegas. And they're saying that there's this tortoise that they need to protect. And I can tell you that I have cows, and my cows get along fine with turtles. They really do. The cows do not go out and hunt turtles and, try to stomp them to death. They don't. They live in harmony, and they have for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So the Bureau of Land Management is saying that we got to protect this tortoise out there in Nevada, which is absolutely nonsense. And so they want Cliven Bundy to remove his 600 cows. What it really amounts to is we've undercovered a couple of things. One, the Chinese government and a Chinese manufacturing company are interested in building a solar manufacturing plant on the land where Cliven Bundy is running his cows. So his cows are in the way. They're absolutely in the way. Now, his family has been raising these cows and grazing them on public land and paying fees since the 1800s. Now, Since when does the federal government own land? There's nothing that I know of in the Constitution that says the federal government can own land. So the state owns the land. So what's the Bureau of Land Management doing messing around with these cows? Well, there's another piece of this, and that is that they want to do some fracking on this property. Well, cows are in the way there, too. So now it looks like big business is pushing its weight around through what I suspect is manipulation of these political types like Harry Reid, who's living off the fat of we the people in our hard work, and he wants his revenue stream to continue, in my opinion. Now, I'm surmising this. I don't know for a fact. I haven't seen his checking account. But I don't think that there's a single politician on the planet, or at least in the United States, who is not on the take. I don't think there's a single one. I think everyone is compromised, everyone. So I think that the Bureau of Land Management is in bed with the government and corporations to kick the Cliven family off the land, get their cows off the land so that they can frack for energy, and also to build this solar manufacturing plant that the Chinese own. So I think those are two of the interests that are involved with this Cliven Bundy fiasco and siege. Now, why is it that the federal government would send in a couple hundred armed agents and call in for about 100 armed vehicles? Now, why would they need to bring machine guns to rescue these tortoises? Does that make a lot of sense to you? To me, they seem absolutely positively out of control. Now, if they want to rescue the tortoises, then why is that same government, the federal government, the largest polluter on the planet? Why is it that they are spreading depleted uranium and nuclear waste all over the planet? Why are they doing an above ground and below ground atomic test? Why is this all happening, Rick?
Some of the Bundy thing is most likely a false flag. You know, doing a drill on civil disobedience and how it moves. And basically, they're not going to win this one because he's white. If he had been brown or Spanish, it would have been all over in a heartbeat. The fact that he was white bread means that now the public is in disarray. And what this is a measure of how we, the complacency of us in allowing this to happen or to be outraged about it. And they're monitoring it. So it's like a test. Probably like Boston on how quickly they could lock down a city.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust
any of it anymore because none of it is real. And information is no longer about the truth. It's not, you know, it's like a weapon, and it moves things. This morning, I'm reading the rumor mill. Now, there's some people that are actually trying to gangbang Gunderson and ENE, the watchdog for what's going on in Fukushima, and they're saying the whole thing is silly, that there is no radiation. And this is a guy that's slamming around a bunch of technical information that, the nice part is I can't be snowed, and when I see bullshit, I see it. And there it is, and yet there's so many people. They're gang-banging Jeff Rentz. They're gang-banging ENE. They're gang-banging Gunderson.
Let's say this. There's one of our instructors. His name is Mike Nash. I got a call from Mike Nash a couple days ago, and he said, Vinny, I know what's going on. And he's going to write a story. I haven't seen the story yet, and maybe it's because I'm not at the farm where I can pick up some of my email. But he said, do you know that there's a technology that's available right now that can intercept all of these cell phone addresses? So here's what happens: every one of us who has a cell phone has a unique address, and that cell phone is tagged to us, okay? So there's a cell phone that is associated with Vincent Finelli, another one that's associated with Richard Allen Miller. Now, if we go to the Bundy Ranch, okay, and we're camped out there, and we are going to defend liberty, and we are going to defend our rights to exist and to live according to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights. Let's say we want to do that. Well, these guys, all they had to do was turn on this portable cell phone tracking system, and just crank up the power a little bit higher than the power of the cell tower that's already in place. So this portable device is a little bit more powerful. They crank it up, and every cell phone, by design, goes and looks at the surrounding cell towers. So it finds this other device, and these guys capture the call, and they capture the address, and they know who's there by their address, and they know what they've said because they've captured it. So Mike Nash broke that story to me, and I'm telling you that these government minions know who was at the Bundy Ranch. Now, the next thing, and I don't want to frighten anybody, but the next thing is you're probably going to get a visit. So if you do get a visit, and if you were at the Bundy Ranch, and two of our USAPrepares.com instructors were, Shane Harger and Sheriff Richard Mack were both there. We all know that, and we've reported that. Well, they are on the list. They're on the list, and if any of you get visited by any government agency, if you would like our assistance, let us know, and we will expose what has happened. So, Rick, these guys are out of control. They have technology that they've built with our money, and they're using it against us. Now, we had 1,500 people at the Bundy Ranch. 1,500 people stood up for our freedoms, for the U.S. Constitution. Okay? They stood up for that, and the federal government, with their 100 assault vehicles, their attack dogs, their machine guns, and I'm not exaggerating, they had this equipment either on the way or on the ground. They had snipers targeting and beating in their scopes us, we the people. For what? Tortoises? These guys are lying to us. These guys are not capable of being nice. They're not.
And it makes me wonder, the National Guard or whoever is involved as the sniper, what he must be going on in his head. And well, what he must be thinking to pull a bead down on an American citizen. How does that feel?
Well, and Richard Mack is taking some heat right now because he was talking about putting the women on the front, so meaning in front of the men. Now, and here's the point about that. I was privy to a speakerphone call between Richard Mack and Sam Bush, Bushman. We were in the car, and Kurt Crosby, and we were in the car, and we were talking about this while driving to the farm. And it was late. And the bottom line was, Richard Mack was saying, these guys, I mean, would they really shoot men, women, and children? Would they really shoot women? And the point is, that was the last thing that they could do to defend our position, is put the women up front, not to sacrifice them, to show these snipers and these machine gun thugs of the U.S. government, the Bureau of Land Management, that are they kidding? They're saying that this is all about a tortoise and they're going to kill women and children? Have they lost their minds? They have lost their minds. And you know, boy, I'm really hot about this, Rick. If you look... I am serious. Well, here's the way I look at it. During the Nuremberg trials, some of these high-ranking Nazis were asked, why did you put these people in ovens? Why did you execute innocent people? Why did you do that? And their response was, just following orders. Okay, so if you're working at the submarine sandwich shop and your boss says, listen, I want you to spit on every third sandwich. Are you going to do that? Come on. Are you going to spit on every third hamburger that you flip at the fast?
That's probably one of the reasons why there have been so many changes in high-ranking officials in the military this last year.
Because they won't follow the illegal orders. That's the problem.
Yeah, or questionable ones. I'm looking at the chemtrails that they're laying down right now. I am so offended. I wished I had something I could protest with. What am I going to do? Talk on the radio. You know, I was in the post office, and I even just mentioned it. Three people wanted my card. they had not even heard anything about chemtrails previous and wanted to know more about it. And it's like the public doesn't even get it yet.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat, and I'm probably going to get a visit for this. But let me ask you this. You know, when we have who does executions? Well, I think that, you know, the within a prison they have lethal injections. They've got a little room there where they bring the person in, they strap them down, and then they execute them with a lethal injection. Or they bring them in with a couple guys, a couple strong guys, maybe three, four, five, I don't know, and they strap somebody down and they electrocute them. How about this? How about we the people set up some gallows? How about we do that? I'm not saying use them. I'm just saying in case we need to use them against terrorists. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm broadcasting live from Studio C at KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. With me is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm on the road traveling from studio to studio as we protect and defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America. Tomorrow, I will be broadcasting live from the CSPOA event in Springfield, Illinois. If you'd like to see more about this event, go to CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. That stands for Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. It's Richard Mack's organization. He founded it. And I'm part of it. I'm a staff member there. And Sam Bushman's there. And so what's going to happen is we're going to meet Chris Ann Hall. And she's going to talk about the Constitution. And Richard, and she's with us here on GCN. And she's a broadcaster on GCN. And then also Richard Mack will be there. And Shane Harger is on his way there. And Nick Finch, Sheriff Nick Finch, will be there. He was arrested for not arresting someone for carrying a gun in his car in Florida, which is perfectly legal. One of his deputies decided he wanted to arrest somebody and yanked him out of his car, and the guy had a handgun in his pocket, and it was a concealed weapon, and when the deputy yanked him out of the car, he was then carrying an illegal concealed weapon. But when he sat in his car, it was perfectly legal. So Nick Finch decided he wasn't going to arrest this man, and the deputy who started this whole process was frosted. He was frosted and called state police, and the state police arrest Nick Finch, put him in his own jail. Nick Finch has a trial of 6. We don't understand why it wasn't 12, and he was found not guilty. So here we have a very tiny victory for our side with Nick Finch. He'll be talking about that tomorrow in Springfield, Illinois, at the CSPOA event. Tim Starks is putting it on. He's one of our instructors. Here's another guy. So Tim Starks is just, you know, we the people, okay? And what he decides to do is get the word out. So he creates an event, a CSPOA event. He funds it initially with his own money, finds some sponsors, and they join in and help defray some of the cost. So here we have a student who becomes an instructor. He listens to us on the radio. He became an instructor. And then he decides he's going to have his own conference. Starts it and doesn't ask for permission. Can you imagine that? Tim Starks doesn't ask for permission to do this. That's what we're saying we all need to do. You need to run for office. You need to start events. You need to expose the corruption. We need to surround these guys. We need to put their pictures on the internet. And that's what works. And by the way, why did the Bundys prevail in Clark County? County, Nevada? Why did a couple hundred federal thugs with machine guns, armored vehicles, dogs, drones, helicopters, and airplanes back down? Why? Because we exposed them to the light of day. And I'm not saying I'm taking credit for this. I'm not. What I am saying, though, is I did participate in the exposure of the corruption by giving out the phone number of Sheriff Gillespie, because I said, where's the sheriff? Why isn't he protecting the people? Why isn't he protecting the Bundys? And I called and gave out his number and gave out his number and put him on the website, page one. I put him right at the top of the page, and I highlighted it. And, you know, it was just, that was just one little tiny piece of it. But these guys can't stand it. They can't stand it when you expose them, Rick. Back to you.
Well, I think that that's what it's going to be. Not civil disobedience, but, you know, every single person taking a position, having an opinion, and voicing it.
Mm-hmm. And that's in class.
That's the only way it's
going to
get changed. You know, I was thinking about that German, in Germany, where a bunch of policemen joined the protesters or rioters with Rothschild, and now I'm finding articles that say that it's a fake, that it wasn't real. I don't believe it. I think that when it push comes to shove, nobody's going to pull a trigger against an American citizen that is not breaking the law.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. As soon as that starts, the Americans are going to respond. And I'm telling you, you guys wearing uniforms, think about that. Think about what happens when you start picking on us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenk. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.